Jeremy's Ale House near One Police Plaza is known to be a hangout for law enforcement types. And true enough, before too long, a group of men walked up. One of them identified himself as a U.S. Marshal, but wouldn't give his name. He said today's ruling made him angry.
I just think, like, all profiling is not necessarily bad. If they want to stop me and frisk me, you know, if I'm not doing anything, that's fine, because they're not going to find anything.
His friend, while not a cop, said the only problem with stop and frisk is that police are only stopping certain people. He said the range of suspects should be expanded.
They should frisk some guys on Wall Street in suits. You might find cocaine or something else. You would be surprised who you know. It's quick to judge a book by its cover.
The men went inside the bar, and then up walked Michael Scott, who's not a fan of stop and frisk.
If you look at the people they're pulling over, it's all young Latinos or young black men. And you're just saying somebody's guilty by the way they look.
Then Scott, who's African-American, followed the cops into Jeremy's Ale House for a beer and perhaps some conversation. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.